When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. And I've got a comics project that I've been working on for the better part of a year that I want to talk about today. Is a modeling exercise for things that we can think about as independent cartoonists. And why did this project take the better part of a year to think about? Well, maybe even more than a year. Well, not because of the actual execution. I'm talking about my Jared Cran comics now. The comics themselves take little to no time to actually execute, create. They're maybe like a 10-minute operation to draw. Writing them is a different bag of worms entirely. I mean, and I plan on going into that a little bit in the future as I explore more of this Jared comic. But the whole project, let me just start with the overview of what the concept of the project is. And then I'll go into something I'm fascinated about in terms of distributing the project. Something locked in my brain recently, and I want to share it with you guys for, you know, just food for thought on approaching new comics projects of your own. Okay, so the overview is that I got a really good response out of doing these funny little Jared Cran comics that I was posting on Flickr every once in a while as I was working on them over the last year, just here and there, whenever I had a few spare minutes, just cranked one out. And people responded very positively to them. They enjoyed them. They thought they were funny. And I thought, well, geez, these don't take that much time to make, and they seem to make people happy. It'd be a fun way to create some extra content that doesn't cost too much of my time and helps keep me in the news cycle and helps promote the front. And it's a fun project to do. Putting my mind in the... I think I've talked extensively in the past about how it's really easy for me to get into the mind of my 12-year-old self to write stories, but it's a whole new challenge to get into a 5-year-old's mindset, or at least my interpretation of a 5-year-old's mindset. Again, I'll go into this in the future. There's like some already just, you know, 30 strips in. I think that's what I got in the buffer so far. I'm running into interesting surprises in terms of what you can and cannot do, what breaks the model, what violates the premise or the conceit that this is written by someone who has a childish mind. But that's neither here nor there. The whole idea, right now I'm just talking about delivery and I'm talking about time management. So it's easy to do, it's quick to do, one. That's important because I my time is very, very scarce these days, but I want to create more comics. And I want to work on the front again. I want to work on this project with Sarah Turner. And I also want to do some more Tiny Hamilton comics, which I'll talk about later on. But anyway, the big question that made me drag my feet on releasing these comics online was, how am I going to deliver them? What am I going to do with this that's different than anything else? Now, there was some talk amongst me and my friends and some of you guys on the Twitters about the possibility of putting it on a website as if Jared, the Abominable Snowman from the front, created the website. So like do totally HTML 1997 style web design with like animated GIFs and, you know, inline or what is it, frames, you know. I thought that would be funny. And if all the graphics were like really, really bad GIFs, you know, with like only like 16 colors in them or something like that, very, very little, like you know, when you make a GIF and you have the transparency set and you'll get all those little white pixels around the images, that kind of like a MySpace page kind of thing. And I thought that was cute, but it was just cute. It didn't really do anything for the comic. Here's another level that I want to add to it. The last like 10 or 15 Jared comics that I was doing, I was actually doing them on Bristol because I thought, well, what other level can I add to this to make this thing sustainable and make it worth my time? Well, what if I sold the original art? So, okay, these strips make people happy. They make people laugh. If they make them that happy, maybe they'll drop $35, $40 on a piece of original art, crayon drawing and all. But it's you know, if I presented it in a way where Jared's putting these comics online, it'd be a fun way to interact with Jared. You're buying a comic from Jared so he can go out and buy more slushies. That's cute. And it makes the project more sustainable. But still, there wasn't anything new beyond, I mean, because this is all stuff that web cartoonists have been doing. What can I do that's new? Now let's go back 6 months where I started getting really obsessed with this whole delivery mechanism called the iPad. And what does that present to us? It presents us the opportunities for, you know, apps that have the comic actually embedded inside of the app so that it's a much more curated experience. You have a much more richer interface. And then we did the recent Art and Story with Dan Nowak, where he at the very end of the episode, he started talking about HTML5 and how it answers a lot of the problems of an actual embedded app would do just by virtue or just making it a comic on the web that you could basically convert into an app on the fly on your phone. That's a clumsy metaphor for what it does, but it's essentially the idea is that it would be a web page, but when you view it on a smartphone, it would download the images to the smartphone with its own rich interface. So it'd be like an app, but without actually having to go through the whole process of submitting an app to the Apple iTunes Store. That's interesting. And then let's go back a little bit further than most recently when I was talking with Kevin and Mark and Sarah about the idea of we really need to do some comics that are tailored for smartphones. There's a lot of people in this world who have smartphones. We need to make comics that are appropriate for that aspect ratio, that delivery style. And this also brings up a lot of interesting questions. Like, is a long-form comic appropriate for a smartphone? I'm not so sure. Maybe for a commuter, but for people who just generally use a smartphone just for fun, I suspect, and there are some pundits would agree with me on this, is that it's part of this YouTube generation of just 5 minute clips. Just the smartphone seems the smartphone market, if you want to talk about markets, seems tailor made to enjoy strip style comics. And that's what the Jared Crane comics are. So suddenly everything coalesced about a week ago in my mind with the Jared comic is perfect to release as my first smartphone ready comic. There's another thing to bring up technologically speaking that's interesting to observe is that the new iPhone that just came out has that high resolution screen, that Retina display, which is I believe is 960 pixels wide by 600 something deep. That's a pretty high resolution screen on this little device. I'll get to that in a second about you know what that means for putting a comic online and on the phone. But anyway, as I got to thinking about, well, the Jared comic would be a perfect comic for smartphones. Now I got to think about interface. And this is something where, again, things begin to coalesce, is I've been watching, and I don't know how many of you guys have, Renee Van Beltzen's exploration of iPhone development. And his website is reneevanbeltzen.wordpress.com. He posted in the forums some links to his explorations about this. And just recently he posted on Twitter, he's RV Beltzen on Twitter, he posted an actual little demo of a display menu option where, you know, you would tap the screen and then the forward and back buttons would appear over top of the screen like a heads-up display. And then when you tap the image again, they just vanish. They go away. This is important. This is something. When I think about taking the Jared comic into being a smartphone comic, we have to be super judicious and ruthless about the economy of the screen real estate. We can't have this thing cluttered up with a lot of interactivity and a lot of navigation and menu options. So what I'm going to do today, and there's an image right in the post. You can see what I'm going to talk about in just a second here. I'm going to talk about what my thoughts are at this date as to what would make a decent smartphone touchscreen interface for a smartphone comic. First and foremost, the comic has to be central. It has to be the main and only thing you see. There's no room for sidebars. I can't put a FormSpring Ask Jared a Question thing in the sidebar. I can't put like his Twitter feed on there. It has to be just the comic because that's what people are coming for, and that's the thing that people are going to share. Sharing. Now let's talk about that. Now, because you can overlay things on these wonderful iPhones and Blackberries, and I don't know about the Blackberry so much, but probably on the Android too, not that I've played with one, you can overlay things. So what if over top of every comic, there was a forward and back button on either side of the page. And then sharing, that's important. If this thing, if I want this thing to catch on, if I want people to be talking about this comic, they need to be able to share it instantly. So what if in the bottom corner of the comic, there was a simple hover over button to say, share this on Twitter, and it opens your Twitter app on your phone. Share this on Facebook, it opens your Facebook app on your phone. What if you could SMS it to somebody, and there's an SMS button on there. Click it, and you could text it to somebody. Check out this funny comic. And then over on the left, I could have a simple PayPal Buy It Now button to purchase the original art. And as you can see in the quick little sketch that I put together on the post for this episode, you can see how I would lay that out. But now we get into, at least that's the way I'm thinking of it right now, that you wouldn't need a menu. You wouldn't need a home, about page, anything like that, because it's just about the strip. It's just about getting the daily chuckle and being able to quickly and effortlessly share that with other people. I think this is crucial. So you wouldn't, yeah, the website, you know, would be where you'd put the about page, information on where you could read other comics about Jared and whatnot. That would be for the deeper reading experience. But as I'm thinking about smartphones now, I'm thinking about immediacy, and paring it down to what are the essential functions to make this comic successful. Not about deep, rich reading experiences in terms of backstory and extra content. See, this is where it's somewhat opposite of my opinions on how the iPad, opportunities the iPad presents us, because the iPad presents us, like, you know, extra commentary, embedded videos, all this other neat stuff. But for a smartphone, I think it's a very distilled sort of version of what you can do on the iPad, where you have this rich interactivity, but it has to be boiled down to three or four key features, and that's it. A loading screen to help brand it or help create an identity for the comic, you know, a custom loading screen. And to that end, I was actually doing some research, and I found that there's a WordPress plugin called WP Touch, and it's a free one. And what it does is it essentially pares down your website to something that loads very quickly and easily and cleanly onto a smartphone. But they recently released a pro version, and the website is bravenewcode.com, and they released a WP Touch Pro. And one of the interesting things this plugin does, and I haven't done a lot of, you know, deep research into this, it's just cursory, is that it does. It allows you to provide a loading screen for, like, a custom loading screen for your site. So it feels more like an app. It's $30 for the plugin for a single license. And I have been asking around to some of my programming friends, is it worth it? Or is this something where they're taking advantage of the ignorant? You know, I'm not sure yet. But it does bear looking into, because that would be the only other thing. I think that if you have a custom loading screen, like imagine like a little crayon drawing of Jared, like kind of bouncing up and down or something, like, and it just says Jared's comic underneath, or like, okay, bye, or something like that. Then suddenly it loads up the latest comic with that functionality that I talked about earlier, then I think you've got everything you need for a smartphone comic. I'd like to hear other people's thoughts on this. I know Renee will probably have some really interesting thoughts on this for sure, but I want to hear from everybody in the forums what you think would be essential for a smartphone comic interface. And I'm not going to, I hope nobody feels that I'm saying we all got to rush in on this because this is where the money's made. What I'm just describing here is, it's an experiment I've been meaning to try for a long time. I happen to have a project that I've been fooling around with for over a year, and it just seems to fit beautifully to that platform that I've been interested in exploring. So I want to take a stab at it. I want to jump on it, and I want to play with it. And ideally, it should be something that I do quickly and easily. Ideally, it'd be something where, oh, this is one more feature that I think it would be neat to have, is if it allowed for push notifications. That, I don't know if that would have to be an actually embedded app, like a purchased app from the iTunes store, or if you could do that with a WordPress install with a lot of heavy customization or HTML5 coding. I'm not sure yet, and that's something I gotta look into. Push notifications, for those who don't know, that would mean that every time I posted a new Jared comic to it, if somebody had their push notifications on within the app or within the site, it would notify them on their phone via like a little pop-up menu. You know, like when you get an SMS, when you get a text message, boop, hey, you got a thing. New Jared comic. I think push notification is pretty important to the phone market, because like we were talking about in the latest Art and Story, number 141, I don't go to my entertainment websites on a daily basis. I count on RSS, I count on Twitter, I count on Facebook for news about the stuff. We need information pushed to us nowadays because there's just so much. So I think that would be a really cool thing to have as well, but it's not a deal killer for me. I think if it just had the functionality that I laid out before just a few minutes ago, I think that would be enough to make this thing a really useful and effective presentation for comics on smartphones. So let's think about it a little bit. Let's brainstorm together. Let's put our heads together and get some talk going on in the forums to see what we can do and share this information so we can all use it. And if you're like me, I think it'd be a good idea to keep an eye on what Renee's been up to, because I think he's making some strides to doing something that's going to be a benefit to all of us cartoonists in the long run. I think what he's doing is actually a pretty noble goal of creating a image browser that other cartoonists can pick up and customize and use with minimal fuss. That's a pretty cool thing, and I think he deserves a round of applause from us on that regard. So, okay, them's my thoughts for today. I'm Jersey Drozd, jdrozd.com, Jersey on the Twitters, and thank you very much for subscribing. We couldn't do this without you. I just posted some new stuff. There's a new video on the Art and Story Supreme site. I posted a Illustrator tutorial about doing sound effects. It's just a basic sound effect tutorial. And I also posted the first presentation from my Comics Fundamentals class that I'm doing at the Ann Arbor District Library. I'm going to try to record all of them. I'm pretty sure I can. And they're also being videotaped, but those videos probably won't be posted for 6 months from now. But I'm at least catching the audio from my presentations, and I'm doing them as regular MP3s, but also enhanced M4As, which are a file where if you listen to it in iTunes or on an iPod, I don't know if it works on things like the Zune and stuff, but at least on iTunes and iPods, the album artwork will change to whatever my slide was during my presentation. And I also took care to put hot links in on specific comics where, you know, like if I talk about Sarah Turner's comic or if I talk about Raina Telgemeier's comic, those actually link to their site so you can, you know, click and browse to see more of what I was talking about during my presentation. But those both went up today, and more is coming. Lots more is coming, and it's all in gratitude to you guys for supporting this project by placing a value on it and paying us, thereby granting us the time to do this extra content. It means the world to me. Okay, I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
Today, Orko was being chased by an evil robot. Orko was very frightened, but in the end, he overcame his fear and helped He-Man defeat the robot. All of us are frightened at one time or another, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Fear is natural. It makes us aware of possible danger. Without fear, we'd wind up in all kinds of trouble. So never feel guilty because you're afraid. Listen to your fears. They'll help you stay out of trouble. Until later. Bye now.